At KVGC News Time, now 8 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the latest on the local scene for a Thursday. It's the 13th day of August for 2020. Well, as we start the news, we remind you the National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat watch for the Motherlode and Valley. They say it's going to start tomorrow. I say it's going to start today. And this will run through pretty much all next week. We're expecting temperatures to range close to 105 for about a three-day stretch here in Jackson. So, again, temperatures will be warm during the day and not much recovery overnight from the temperatures or the humidity. Please be fire safe. In the news, the Amador County School Board approved budget changes to reflect much improved support from the state and approved a contract to provide school nurses as the district prepares to start the school year. The revised budget for the school district sees a dramatic increase in available funding, with the school district's total revenue going from $40 to $47 million. Large-scale layoff notices to most of the district's non-teacher employees have been rescinded, with a few positions, such as playground aide, still laid off with schools moving to distance learning. The school district is also facing problems securing enough technology for the distance learning set to begin next week. Of 750 Chromebook laptop computers ordered in April, the district has received only half as schools across the county scramble to get enough equipment to start the school year in the age of COVID-19. The board also approved a contract for a company to provide school nurse services for the Amador District. Currently, two of three nurse positions are vacant, with two nurses leaving at the end of last year, and the district has had trouble filling those positions.
Well, the final filing deadlines have passed. Candidates for local elections in Amador County set for the November general election. In Amador Unified School District Board of Trustees, District 4, incumbent Susan Ross will run against challenger James Whitaker. Julia Burns will run unopposed for District 5 seat, as incumbent Janet White has not filed to run. In Ione, three candidates running for City Council. Incumbent Diane Ratton will run against Timothy Riley and Jeff Gold for two seats, with incumbent Thomas Reed not running for re-election. And for Jackson City Council, five candidates will compete for three seats. Max Godey, Steve McLean, Ty Polskamp, Chad Simmons, and Matthew Reby will be the candidates. Incumbents Wayne Garibaldi, Keith Sweet, and Marilyn Lewis all did not file to run. And in the race for Plymouth City Council, a total of six candidates running for three seats. Incumbent Keith White will join Melody Hayes, Judy Turner, Douglas Sim, Marianne Ackerland, and Amy Gomes in the race. Incumbent Leonard Burns not running for re-election. And Sutter Creek City Council, three candidates for three available seats have filed. Incumbent Robin Peters joins Claire Murphy-Gunselman and Julia Sirik. Shout out to Miss Sirik. Incumbent Tim Murphy did not run or file to run for re-election. And Amador City will have five candidates for City Council competing for three seats as incumbents. Ann Kel Artinian, Susan Bragstad, and David Groth are joined in the race by Bruce Smith and Katie Grady. There will be no competitive races for the Amador Water Agency Board of Directors, with directors Gary Thomas, Rich Farrington, and Randy Livingston all running unopposed for re-election. Now, later today, election officials will hold a random alphabet drawing in each race for placement on the ballot.
On Tuesday, the Calaveras supervisors discussed how to enforce Governor Newsom's directives related to COVID-19, specifically state regulations placed on businesses. The board decided to move forward with an educational voluntary compliance approach. Businesses will receive education and guidance if they are found to be in violation of state requirements. Then the county will encourage voluntary compliance, and if all else fails, county council's office has the ability to take legal action in the form of a temporary restraining order or injunction. Another option discussed but turned down would have imposed a fine of about $5,000 on a business out of compliance, and if a business cleaned up their act after 2 days, it would go away. The idea of a fine did not have enough support from a majority of the board. The educational aspect for businesses, with the potential for litigation, was the only approach to gain support among the full board. The county has now created a COVID-19 workgroup to develop ideas to address business compliance.
Well, Calaveras Sheriff Office Marijuana Enforcement Unit last week in their raids netted close to $2.5 million in illegal crops. Now, on Tuesday of last week, a search warrant at a site off West Murphy Creek Road in Mountain Ranch turned up 285 growing marijuana plants with an estimated value exceeding $199,500. Now, also Tuesday, an unrelated search warrant served at a site off Blossom Lane in Railroad Flat. Deputies seized 343 growing marijuana plants, estimated at over $1,008,000. Now, this is the third time the Marijuana Enforcement Unit has eradicated the site within the last 3 months alone. Additionally, they previously eradicated the site in 2018. And a third unrelated search warrant on Tuesday was served at a site located off Hidden Valley Road in West Point. Deputies there seized 816 growing marijuana plants with an estimated value exceeding $571,000. And then Thursday last week, the enforcement unit served a search warrant off Armstrong Road and Sheep Ranch, seizing 814 growing plants with an estimated value exceeding $569,000. Now, the investigation is ongoing on all these raids. The Calaveras Sheriff's Office encourages anyone with knowledge of illegal marijuana operations to call the Sheriff's Office Anonymous Marijuana Tip Line at 754-6870.
And a Sutter Creek man is back behind bars today. An observant Amador Sheriff's deputy conducted an enforcement stop on a vehicle for a minor traffic violation in the Martell area on Tuesday. The driver was identified as Darren Randall of Sutter Creek. Randall was on post-release community supervision after he was released from state prison. The deputy found the man in possession of a loaded firearm and ammunition. So, being a felon, Randall was booked into the Amador County Jail for possession of a loaded firearm with ammunition, all violating his post-release community supervision terms.
Well, the Calaveras Water District launching a new public information tool to assess surface water conditions in the county. Now, the resource will now compile daily data and information reports, which provide up-to-date water conditions for Calaveras County, including accumulated precipitation, reservoir and lake water levels, stream flows, and more. Now, the daily data is compared against historically wet and dry conditions, providing a comprehensive picture of current weather conditions in Calaveras County. The information originates from publicly available web sources and is updated daily using automated software. For more info and to download the latest surface water conditions, visit ccwd.org or contact CCWD Water Resource Manager Brad Arnold at 754-3543.
And free COVID-19 testing is available in both Amador and Calaveras County. In Amador County, visit projectbaseline.com to make an appointment. If you have trouble, you can call the Amador County Public Health Testing Hotline at 223-6676. And in Calaveras County, no-cost testing for COVID-19 is available at the Calaveras County Fairgrounds Tuesdays through Saturdays, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's highly encouraged you register online with OptumServe. That's OptumServ. If you don't have internet access, you can call 888-634-1123. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.